My doctoral dissertation, which is where I found my big mistake that led me to my research, was to check out this hypothesis of experimenter bias. And that was the very first experiment I did. And it was the second experiment I ever did. And it was the third experiment I ever did. Because I kept not believing the results. It was all I thought about in terms of my research. I was thinking an awful lot about the teaching because I was going to be teaching 5 courses each semester.
Wow.
So that means I had to prepare 10 courses I'd never taught before, ranging from undergraduate intro to clinical to graduate, and including practicum too, where I was going to be supervising their therapy training and stuff. You know, so I was the clinical program. I was the only one.
Wow.
So I taught all the clinical courses.
Was there anything to this transition going to Grand Forks, North Dakota, which is a very different climate than Los Angeles?
It was very different climate in both climate senses. Yes, that's right. It was different. It was such a welcoming place, and it was a fun time, and it was a lot of work preparing a lot of new courses, but very warm acceptance by the place. In North Dakota, we started with Kermit Foti, who was a co-author of the human studies, those first 3 that we did, was also the co-author of the first animal study we did with rats in mazes. And then my co-author, this was now at Ohio State, on an animal replication, also using rats, but not rats in mazes, but in Skinner boxes. My co-author there was not a graduate student, but a fellow faculty member named Reed Lawson. And, you know, he didn't even believe in the concept of maze bright and maze dull because Skinnerians didn't think in those terms. They shaped the behavior, you know. So he said, let's do it. Let's see if we can do it in my lab. And so the replication rat study was done in Reed Lawson's lab. Hmm. And he was a non-believer in it. And it became a longitudinal study because this was a study in which every week the rats had to learn a new Skinnerian type task, you know, first shaping up to go move toward the sound, or I don't even remember what the particular things were. In this longitudinal study, we got the same results that we got with the animals in mazes, and that made the animal studies a whole lot more replicable. You know?
Well, admittedly, I'm sort of calling back to when you came to Riverside. You talked about how it was difficult to publish some of this stuff.
Oh, I couldn't publish anything. I couldn't publish.
Because you must have already gone through this internal debate. Is this real? Is this not real?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then you write it up, and now no one else believes you anyway.
That's right. You know the story of the publication of the 3 studies? Okay. You remember I said I did 3 of those the same study because I didn't believe the first?
Yeah.
And then I didn't even believe the second, and I did it the third time. Okay, so we did these 3 times. So I wrote a paper, you know, with lots of co-authors, all graduate students. And I sent this research to the Journal of Abnormal and Social, which was a big prestigious thing. This all happened the year I was at Ohio. At Ohio, which was also a fun place to spend a year, a bunch of us, we went to lunch almost every day. Mm. And so this day, I had 2 letters, and they were both about this article. And the first article was from the Journal of Abnormal and Social Psychology, which rejected the article for publication. And then the other was from the American Association for the Advancement of Science, which awarded it the prize for the best social psychological research of the year. Same article. That was a very educational experience for me. It was an event that will live forever in my mind.
Yeah.
And of course, my colleagues couldn't believe what they were seeing. I showed them the letters. They couldn't believe it.